Morning. It's good to be back this morning. Stand in need of your prayers this morning. I just have a few things on my mind, and I pray that they're of the Lord. Because if they're not, I just need to go ahead and sit down. If you have your Bibles ready, I'd like for you to turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And Paul's writing to Timothy. He starts off in chapter 3. He says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." In the last days. So when are the last days? Well, they're now. The last thing on God's timetable is Him coming back. Amen. So from when He ascended back to heaven to sit upon His throne, brothers and sisters, that's begun the last days. Well, this has been a long time ago since this was written. He said, "This know also, in the last day perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." You know, I hear a lot of times, "I don't know what this world's coming to." And I'm sure a lot of you have ever heard that over the years. Well, we know what it's coming to. But what are we going to do while we're here? Now, I've read of some things that are some pretty bad things, but there again, people are not all that different, are they? I believe it was Solomon that coined the or wrote the phrase that there's nothing new under the sun. All these things, you know, it's almost like, you know, Paul knew exactly what was going to happen here in this day. I don't know if he knew exactly what was going to be like, but I think he knew that people don't really change that much.
That's right.
So even though we think that some things may be getting bad, things have been bad, it's about the same. But as God's people, what are we to do? Well, if we keep reading, if we go on down to, just skip on down with me to verse 12 in chapter 3, Paul would write, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." And Paul knew Brother Timothy, and he wrote, "And that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures." If you have, from a child, known the Holy Scriptures, let that be a blessing to us.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I was taught at a young age. I'm thankful that I grew up in a good home. I know a lot of times people don't have that. But aren't we thankful that we have a loving heavenly Father? Even if we didn't have an earthly loving father or a mother or whatever our family situation was, we have the greatest heavenly Father we can ever think of. And He's given us this word. He's given us His word. Not only that, but He gave His only Son to die upon the cross for us. So no matter what this world comes to, no matter how bad people get or what may be coming around the bend, Paul would write to Timothy and said in verse 14, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned." Continue in the word. And especially in verse 16, he said, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works." So if we're going to continue in this word, we need to learn more of this word. no matter what this world is going to come to. Aren't you thankful that it doesn't matter how people go, how they go up and down, there are more good people than bad people, and then there's more bad people than good people. This word doesn't change. It stays the same. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, our God is the same, no matter what the situations are. And he says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is given by God. And it is profitable for us to read it. So we need to be learning more of the Word. We need to be turning our eyes and our attention more to the Word every time we have the opportunity. And it's readily available. It's more so readily available this day and age than it ever has been. But continue thou in which thou hast learned. Well, if we don't know that much, let's learn more. Let's turn to His Word. Let's try to read more and more. But aren't we thankful that this Word doesn't change? Oh, men have tried. They try to change it. They try to alter it. But the true, inerrant Word of God doesn't change. And it's not one of those things that, well, because of the times, we need to change this. Or we need to alter this. No, this Word is timeless. It doesn't need changing. It doesn't need altering. I know things are different. When Brother Paul wrote this, I'm sure it was, you know, on some parchment paper. He had to handwrite things. Now we can pull up our phone and look at things. But that doesn't matter. That's just technology. That's just a different way. And it's so much easier now to spread the Word. Are we using it the way we should? So all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. In Hebrews chapter 13, knowing the Word of God, continuing in His Word, Hebrews 13, the first verse says, let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. I don't know what's going to happen this next coming year, or this year. You know, we're in the very first part of it. I don't know what's going to happen, what may be coming down the line. I don't know what my children will have to face. I can speculate, but I don't really know. But I do know that the same God that was with me, with my parents, is the same God that's going to be with them. Amen. He hasn't changed, so why should the child of God change? Why should we do anything different other than continue in brotherly love? Continue reading His Word. Real quick, and skip on down to verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That's a promise. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. You know, earthly friends or family or whatever, they may forsake us. They may leave us. We may be torn apart. But our Heavenly Father had promised He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Verse 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. It doesn't matter what's coming. It could be hard times. It could be joyous times. But remember, Paul said, all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. So we know that's coming. That shouldn't be any surprise to anyone. Jesus Himself even said, in this life you shall have tribulation. But thankfully, He didn't stop there. He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And I love to think about verse 8 here in Hebrews 13. It says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm thankful he didn't say, and tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes, right? No, he says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same today, and he will be the same no matter what time this world ends. He's going to be the same in all eternity. So let us continue in his word. Let us continue in brotherly love. Let us continue, especially in this day and age, whatever may come arise. Let's not fear what men can do to me, because my Heavenly Father holds me secure. No matter what happens in this life, no matter what men can throw at us, we know where we're going to go. I'm one of his. Let's lay hold on that. Hold on to that. That's that firm foundation, the revelation that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he is the same today and forever. So no matter what may happen, let us continue in his word. Let us continue to hold on to the foundation of Jesus Christ, our Lord.